You're listening to the Space Show on 88.3 Solon FM. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Purple Haze. That's if they can shoehorn us out of the studio here. Now, last year I went to Florida and I attended a pro-space rally. It was called Save Space, and it was an argument in favour of space exploration in the face of threatened cuts by President Obama. It was held in the Coco Expo, and that's a baseball stadium near the town of Coco, which is sort of on... I think it's on Merritt... No, I'm not sure it's on Merritt Island or not. I can't remember, even though I drove there. And we've been playing extracts from this for the last several weeks. What happened was I drove all the way from Key West, right down the tip of the Florida Keys, to this rally, and it was near the Kennedy Space Center. I arrived there about 3 o'clock, lots of people waving placards and signs, and I marched in and announced that I was Andrew Rennie from The Space Show in Melbourne, Australia, and said, any chance of recording the events? And they said, yeah, sure, plug it in. And I was allowed to plug in my recorder into their PA system and record the entire rally. Last week on the show, we heard from Mike Haradopoulos, the state Florida senator, or a state Florida state senator, John McBride, a former NASA astronaut, and Jeff Kottkamp, the lieutenant governor of Florida. Now, our host introduces the second of three astronauts which were invited to speak. As I said, last week we heard from John McBride.
Astronaut Winston Scott is a native Floridian from Coral Gables and a retired U.S. Navy captain and fighter pilot. Winston Scott served as mission specialist in 1996 on STS-72 and in 1997 on STS-87. He has logged a total of 24 days, 14 hours, and 34 minutes in space, including three spacewalks totaling 19 hours and 26 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you today astronaut Winston Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this afternoon. Most of the points that I was going to make have already been made, so I won't stand here and regurgitate the same thing. Besides, I've been given 3 minutes to make my remarks. Now, accelerating to 17,500 miles per hour, it takes us 8.5 minutes to get to orbit. So I have less than half the time to get to orbit at 17.5 to make my remarks to you. So what I will do is I will make two very, very concise remarks to you. First of all, I support all of our elected representatives who are saying that we need to move forward with commercial spaceflight capability, but not at the expense of NASA. We need to keep our space shuttles flying. We need to keep our space shuttles flying. We need to keep Project Constellation on track until we develop a new vehicle to take us into deep space by NASA and develop the capability to serve low Earth orbit by the commercial spaceflight companies. To prematurely shut down the space program and prematurely cancel Constellation would cause us to relinquish our lead in space. And if we relinquish our lead in space, we relinquish our lead in everything else that we do in this country. And if we relinquish our lead in everything that we do in this country, if we give up our leadership in science, technology, and engineering in this country, we give up our leadership in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, we live in a world where leadership is very important. That's my first point. My second point is this. I have a bad habit, like many of you. I check email at home, and this afternoon I was checking my email, and I saw a message from one of our students at Florida Tech. This student's name is David. I won't give you his last name because I don't have his permission. But David sent me an email this afternoon asking me if he could come by my office and visit with me because David is interested in getting into the aerospace industry and possibly flying into space. Now, I am going to respond to David, but I'm very, very concerned about what I'm going to say because I'll tell you honestly, I don't want to have to look at David and say, David, if you want to be an American astronaut, you need to learn Russian or Chinese. So I would like for us all to send the message loud and clear that human spaceflight leadership is very important to us in America, and let's maintain that leadership. Thank you so very much.
And that former astronaut voicing the opinions I saw experienced on handwritten placards being waved by people gathered on the roadside at the entrance to the Cocoa Expo. A five-year-old boy's magenta sign said, I quote, "Should I dream in Russian too?" Question mark. A nine-year-old girl's written statement, "Americans should ride eagles into space, not bears or pandas." A 12-year-old girl dressed in red space worker's safety overalls held over her head a sign that declared, "I want to be an astronaut, not a cosmonaut." Well, George Mitakarian introduced the third astronaut to the 5,500 people gathered in Cocoa, a town near the Kennedy Space Center.
Astronaut Winston Scott, folks. Astronaut Bob Springer received a commission in the United States Marine Corps following graduation from Annapolis and earned his aviator wings in 1966. He became an astronaut in 1981 and flew on missions STS-29, Discovery, with a duration of 119 hours, and STS-38, Atlantis, logging over 237 hours in space after 80 orbits. He's a retired Marine Corps colonel and fighter pilot. Ladies and gentlemen, your astronaut, Bob Springer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's a real honor to be here today. I feel like I'm really among friends and family. This is my community, too, you know, and I'm really proud to be here and proud to represent that. Proud also to have represented our country in getting a chance to fly on two very unique space flights. First of one that we deployed a very important satellite. Second one was an interesting Department of Defense mission. So I can really identify with some of the things that have been said about the necessity of doing what we're doing in space and keeping up a strong national security presence. You know, the space shuttle is a fantastically complex vehicle. I mean, a million moving parts all working together. But as fantastic as that vehicle is, it's put together by people. You guys out there. You know, and I've never lost sight of how important it was for my crewmates and I, because I think we had a shared accountability. The shared accountability was we depended on all of you to do your job right. All the time, your pursuit of excellence, your dedication to what you're doing was fantastic. And just like the crew on board the space shuttle, you guys missed anniversaries and weddings and birthdays just like we did. And it's a shared accountability because our job then was to go out there and fly the mission and to do the job that we've been trained to do. And I think we did that very successfully. But I want to pick on that shared accountability statement for just a minute, because now it's time. We've done our jobs. You've done your jobs. It's time for this nation and this administration to share that accountability as well and to step up with the resources, the funding, the commitment to keep us flying in space. You know, like I know John and Winston have the same kinds of things that I do. I spend a lot of time each year talking to school students and hopefully having a chance to, as Winston does, to influence our young men and young women into careers in the aerospace and the military and the things that really support the technology of this country. That's another reason why I think it's so critically important that we continue to do what we do, because as long as we can continue to move forward, have a shared destiny, a shared accountability, and continue to motivate our young people so that our children and our children's children can enjoy the same joys, the same benefits, and the same rewards that we have throughout our history as a nation, that'll be our shared accountability. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your astronauts, McBride, Scott, and Springer.
That was former astronaut Bob Springer, who lives in Cocoa Beach. The Runny now took to music to inspire a love of space endeavor.
And now, please, to introduce to you again Pastor Chris Finlayson, who will sing a musical selection, I Believe I Can Fly.
That I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. Yeah, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, if I could see it, yeah, all that I can be, yeah, if I just believe it, yeah, there's nothing to that. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and I fly away. And I believe I can soar. See me running through the open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Yeah. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in space we must achieve. Oh, but first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, if I can see it, oh, then I can be it. Oh, if I just believe it, oh, then we can do it. I believe I can fly. Woo! Well, I believe I can touch the sky. Oh, I think about it every night and day. I spread my wings and I fly away. I believe I can soar. Oh, see me running through the open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, yeah, 'cause I believe in miracles. Yes, I do, yeah. If I can see it, oh, then I can be it. If I just believe it, oh, then we can do it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Oh, I think about it every night and day. Oh, I spread my wings and I fly away. I believe I can soar. Oh, see me running. Oh, I believe I can fly. fly. I believe we can still fly. Yeah, I believe we can still fly. Oh, we have not seen nothing yet. Oh, we have not seen nothing yet. Oh, there's still so much more to do. Oh, I believe, oh, I believe we can still fly. I believe we can fly. Oh, see me running through the open door. I can still fly. Oh, we can still fly. Oh, yes, we can. Woo!
That's who needs to see the president on the 15th. Thank you.
Deserved thanks being given at the Save Space Rally in Cocoa to Pastor Chris Finlayson for singing I Believe I Can Fly. Now, several of the speakers at this event have referred to their desire to inspire young people to strive for success in their lives. So it was appropriate that some of these youngsters were invited to address the rally. And we will hear from some of these next week on the Space Show. I recorded those event at the Save Space Rally in Cocoa at the Cocoa Expo in Florida just about a year ago. Now, just time enough to tell you who we are, and then...
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
And Mark is coming up in a few moments with Purple Haze, and he's going to be featuring Rod Stewart. And the feature album today is Atlantic Crossing, so that's... Mark, between 8 and 10 for Purple Haze, Rod Stewart and Atlantic Crossing. Well, we've just got time enough to play in a little bit of the music that was played at this rally. So I think we'll leave us there with a little bit of music by Dennis Lowhouse, who is an engineer in the Space Shuttle program, and he's also a bit of a musician. And here's some of the music that he played. And a big thank you once again to Sue Cliff from Space Harmonic for joining us earlier in the show. I'm Andrew Rennie, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
I heard me repeat the words I once told to a friend said out loud. No, it's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and innovation of man, it's fueled with the pride of my friends who have touched its many parts, and it's flown by a crew who's our family. And the sacrifices they gave will forever be embedded in our hearts. Mission's almost over. All good things, it comes to an end. We all knew that it would happen. We just didn't want to know when. Soon that bird will be resting from its long, majestic run, surrounded by its cousins on the floor of the Smithsonian. It's a marvel of technology. It's a tribute to man at his best. It's the envy of other nations. It's what separates us from the rest. And when my grandkids ask me how we did it, oh, just what I'll say. I'll tell them the words I told their daddy, 'cause I still believe in them today. It's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation of man.
Well, we must say goodbye there to Dennis Lowhouse singing the praises of the soon-to-be-retired space shuttle. As I said, I'm Andrew Rennie, and we're handing over now to Purple Haze. And the sacrifices they gave.